Yeah, we're all good. We can start. Would you mind shutting the door? Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? This is Foss. You're listening to Foss FM. My guest tonight is Jake Reed, or Yabo. Which do you prefer?
Either one's fine.
Yeah? Where did Yabo come from?
My friend gave it to me because I look like the dude in Gleam in the Cube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Max Perlick.
Is that the dude's actual
name?
That's
the dude.
He's also a base jumper in Cliffhanger.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And he's in Drugstore Cowboy.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
It's awesome. You should see it.
Okay.
He's, and I met him.
No way.
Yeah, I met the real Yabo about 5 blocks from here at this Art in the Street show.
No way. Is
yeah.
he cool?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I was like, no way, you're in Drugstore Cowboy and Gleam of the Cube.
How's he looking? Is he...
Oh, old and fucked. Totally bald. Like, had some, like, crazy, like, 40s car, like, rolled up in that. And then, like, yeah, in, like, a suit and stuff.
Rad.
Yeah, he looks kind of rad. He was interesting. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, a bit spontaneous, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had, what, I knew 4 hours ahead of time?
4 hours, that's plenty of time,
yeah.
Man.
Made a flyer, made a playlist.
I know, right? Killing it. Here we are. Oh, what are you going to start off with?
I got the Weirdos.
All right.
Some old LA punk rock.
Is that the Weirdos?
Yeah.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
Sick stuff. Where are they from?
LA.
Alright.
Yeah, they're like an old LA band, like same time as, I don't know, all that Screamers and Black Flag and all
right,
that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick, yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, tell me about Yabo.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. Tell me about how did Low Hanging Fruit start?
Low-hanging fruit started. All right. I started doing animation stuff probably 2.5 years ago or like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of had the idea for it. It's a cartoon. It's about this like monster that parties too much and his friends keep tricking him into going to rehab, but he keeps escaping. And I think I got like the idea for it when I was younger. I had to go to like forced AA classes for getting like underage drinking tickets.
Oh, man.
And I had to go in this like shitty neighborhood and I was forced to be around all these like fucked up people. It sucked too because I was living in Denver, Colorado at the time, but I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, which is like a nice college town. And all my other friends that got them went in Boulder and they're like in these classes with like beautiful girls and all this stuff. And I was stuck in this like shit neighborhood with like shitty heroin addicts and things like that. And yeah, I was just had all these like pathetic people, and I kind of got the idea for it there, where it was like people being like forced into doing this thing they don't want to do and escaping it in like kind of like a funny way. So that like started it. So I kind of had the idea, and I took like a 2-week quick class on like After Effects, the program I used to make it while I was in grad school. And then I sort of just like taught myself the rest of the way, and I've just been making it ever since. I'm like working on the 5th episode of it now.
Wow, sick.
So there's like 4 of them. Yeah.
And what did you do at school?
What do you mean, what did I go to school for?
Yeah.
I got my like MFA, so I was teaching while I was going there. I taught like a typography class. I taught one, well, I was like a TA for the typography class. And I taught like a summer course on digital animation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was rad. It was like 2 years just to like focus on art and stuff like that. And then at the end of it, you're able to teach. So.
Sick. Yeah. And how long are the episodes?
The episodes are about like 3 minutes a piece.
Right.
Yeah, you can watch them. It's at realcollegehorsefights.com.
Say that one more time.
Realcollegehorsefights.com. www.realcollegehorsefights.com.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm a fan. I love them. I think that every time a new one comes up, I'm like, yes, that rules.
Well, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, there'll be the 5th one. Hopefully like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah.
That sounds good, man. And then what, you know, you got, are you, do you just keep planning these out? And is it something
that
you're constantly working on? And
I've been working on like a bunch of different stuff, like different videos. I've been doing stuff. My friend, Mike Katz, writes like a lot of music. I can actually play some of his stuff next.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We've been doing stuff. Like the last thing we did was like a fake Morrissey song about him like dealing with his like roommate. And he just like writes really rad, funny music stuff. So it's cool to like animate to his stuff instead of like hearing my own weird voice recorded.
It's annoying, isn't it? You hear your own voice and you're like, oh god.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. It's really embarrassing like recording them too, especially. Right. Like I don't want my roommates to hear me and like think I'm crazy and stuff. So I totally, it's cool now. I never had a car until I moved to LA like 6 months ago. So that's like the best place to record because it sounds good and I can also like get away.
What,
and
you record it in your car?
Yeah, just go outside by myself and record it in my car.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah, it just do it like with an iPhone or whatever. But before, I'd like have to like find a place in San Francisco, which is like hard to find a space where you're not near another person. And
yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, alone time to record because I'm ashamed of it.
So how long did you live in Frisco for? Because that's when I first met you, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I was in San Francisco for 3 years, and now I've been here for like six or seven months.
How do you like it?
It's cool.
You're not allowed to say that if you're from San Francisco, if you spend any amount of time.
No, I was actually just in San Francisco this weekend, and it was fucking awesome.
Like, it's awesome. I love SF.
Yeah, I miss a lot about it. Like, especially like skating is so much easier there. Like, let's go skate. Just like right out the door.
Yeah.
You get to go to a bunch of spots. Like, yeah, it was awesome. Went and skated that like Balboa Bowl. Have you ever been there?
I don't think I have.
It's like a prefab, like skate like one. It's really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, but
we skated Walla a lot last time we went out. We did a heroin trip there like about 2 months ago. So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved it.
I miss that. Here it's like fun because I only really like skating like skate parks or curbs or like that. You know, it's like I never like driving around to spots and things like that. Yeah. So it's kind of more like organic.
But you got some good parks here.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weather, I mean, you can't fuck with that.
Yeah, it's always nice. We went to Hanson Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
We call it Handsome Dan's or whatever.
Right, like Waynesville. Yeah. I love Waynesville.
I went and skated there like 2 weekends ago. That place is fun.
It's fun, isn't it?
That big slappy curb thing rules.
We should go to Home Depot. Have you been there?
Yeah, yeah, I've totally been there.
Oh, I love that spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there today after going to Home
Depot. It's the DMV of LA.
It is. It totally is. Yeah. It's funny. I'm glad we can still skate it. Hey, do you want to play some of your buddies?
Yeah, yeah. I'll play Katz's stuff.
Right.
Here it is.
Please don't.
Mike Cass.
Yeah.
That was good, man.
Yeah, he's rad. He's one of my best friends I grew up with. He's a hilarious dude and super talented. He plays, like, everything in that. That was all him.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, no, I know how I want the drums to be, boom, like, and get to it, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. When we were younger, like, one time we were a little drunk, and do you know what, like, a kalimba is?
Nah.
It's like a hollowed out coconut with little, like, prongs on it. No. He, like, started playing David Bowie songs on it one day, and I was like, what the fuck? How do you know how to do that? Like,
yeah.
I guess you learn piano, and that's what
it's
like.
Music, to me, it's like making music is like, it's like black magic. I do not understand how it happens. Like, my friend will play guitar, and I'm like, how do you get that thing to make those noises?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the furthest thing from my...
I feel like the older you get to, like, the more impossible it is to learn. Like, yeah, I said, like, for the last years, I'm like, all right, I'm going to teach myself piano. I can, like, learn how to do it on YouTube or something. I have one buddy that's my age. He, like, learned how to do it, and he's, like, doing really well. I don't think I'll ever learn a new language or, like, play an instrument.
Yeah, but I think it's, like, with everything, it's, like, your ambition for doing it. Like,
yeah, totally.
I had to learn French in school, and I had no capacity for it at all. I had no interest in learning French. And then I started going to Japan, and I really wanted to learn Japanese. And now I can do pretty well in Japanese if I go there.
That's awesome.
So, and it's just a genuine wanting to,
yeah, right,
like, communicate and learn that language.
When you, like, submerge yourself in it too,
yeah,
it's
absolutely,
like, your only way of being social. I think it's like a flight or flight thing. You're like, yeah,
definitely, yeah. I've definitely put myself on purpose in some situations where I have to communicate with people.
Yeah,
like catching a train, like, all the way out into the hills, like,
yeah,
you know, and just going on, like, these crazy walks and stuff on my own. So it's been good.
Yeah, I feel like I'm, like, typical American. Just expect everyone to speak English.
I know, right? Well, a lot of people do now in Japan, and a lot of people like talking English to you.
Yeah, yeah, they like to, like, practice what
so
they
they're
know
like, oh, I
like
can
that.
Practice what I know, and I'm just like, nah, I want to speak a little Japanese, you know?
I was in Prague with my buddy, and I kept speaking Spanish to people because we were, like, out partying and stuff. Yeah. It's like, we're in Prague, you fucking idiot. It was bad.
Yeah. I don't even know what language. Is it Czechoslovakian?
Yeah, it's Czech.
Yeah, it's Czech, right?
Which is, like, yeah.
Who speaks that?
Tourists speak it, yeah.
Yeah. It's harsh. But then everyone speaks English.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have fun in Prague?
Yeah, it was awesome, dude.
It's insane, right?
Yeah, there's tons of rad stuff to skate. It was, like, the cheapest beer.
When did you go?
Great. I went right before I moved to San Francisco, so that was, like, 2012.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we skated some fun spots out there.
Yeah, it is cool. It's like a super, yeah, Eastern European, like, medieval, always, like, drowsy outside kind of places. Right?
Yeah, it's insane, huh?
Yeah. Sweet. Should we play more music?
Yeah, let's play more music,
play,
man.
Play some we'll do more weird electronic music.
Why not, man? I like it. Right. I like it all.
Thank you. death in a sun that never sets. I cluttered my mind with perpetual greed and turned all of my friends into enemies. And now the past has returned to haunt me. I'm scared of God and scared of hell, and I'm keeping it upon myself. I'm scared of God and scared of hell, and I'm keeping it upon myself.
How could anyone know me when I don't even know?
right, we're back. Who's that, Yabba?
That was The.
The.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. I like The.
Dude, the whole record's super rad. Yeah. It's called Soul Mining.
Soul Mining.
Yeah, it's kind of their only good record. Some of their other stuff gets all, like, weird.
I know. I've definitely heard some of it. Yeah, I think a couple of other people play. I think Jason Dill played some.
Oh, really?
On the show once, yeah.
Nice, yeah, they're good. That album rules.
Brown said he was going to call in, but he hasn't.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you text him?
He said he was listening with his girlfriend, Katie.
Maybe you got all...
Should we taunt him?
Yeah.
He won't even do karaoke. I doubt he'll want to be on the radio.
I'm going to text him. I just texted him.
Okay.
Hot off the draw. So, what did you do today, Yabba?
What did I do today? Today I worked. I do art handling. So it's different every day. Some days it's rad. I go to these like crazy houses and install really expensive paintings and stuff like that.
Sick.
Today was not one of those days. It was exciting.
Oh, but didn't you meet somebody like well known this week?
Oh, Sylvester Stallone. That was 2 weeks ago.
It was two weeks ago.
Yeah. we were shipping a bunch of his artwork. Yeah. Which is rad. You should check it out. It's like super angsty feeling paintings, kind of look like Basquiat stuff.
No way.
But they're like of him playing like Rocky and stuff like that.
No way, are they?
Yeah, he has like a portrait of him playing Rocky. That's like the famous one. We didn't pick up those. We picked up these other like big ones. But it was rad. I get to hear him yell at his dogs, which was like the best part of my day. But he's a really nice dude. I didn't get to talk to him personally, but like other dudes I worked with, I've like worked with him since the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Because our company's been around for like years. So,
right.
Yeah. They've like, his house is still like totally 80s as fuck. He has like all these rad like Land Rovers and stuff. And he has like all the security guards wear like black turtlenecks and stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like just straight out of his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How did you get that gig?
Randomly through a dude I went to school with.
Yeah.
He's the dispatcher there. So yeah. It's cool. It's like you have rad days and then like some days are crazy hard where you're just moving heavy shit all day long.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Like, most times pretty cool and you get to see a bunch of rad art, like stuff you wouldn't see anywhere else.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool gig. Everyone that works there is like musicians and artists and stuff, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rad. So you're liking LA?
Yeah. So far so good, man. It's been good to me. Found work pretty quick and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like getting easier to live here than SF now, right?
Oh, totally. That's totally like SF's impossible, man. If you want to like have a living situation that's not like five people.
Who that? Is that Reed?
Is Reed?
Cool.
Is he calling in?
Yeah. He texted me.
Reed, you're on the radio.
Put it next to Mike.
Oh, it's like I gotta put you on speaker.
Right, I'm on speaker too. Or you're on speaker here.
All right, you're on, bro.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes, Reed.
Just calling to say I like what you guys are doing. Really like the commentary, and the album is killer, you know?
It's really
nice.
Good.
What are you doing today, Reed?
How was your day, Reed? What'd you do?
Long day at the office, and then cooled it off at the DMV.
Nice.
We were just talking about how the Home Depot is the LA DMV.
Have you been there?
Have I been where?
To the Home Depot out here? It's like a bunch of slappy curbs, and they have like a curb on top of a curb. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's a double curb. I've only seen it on social media.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's sick.
I'm looking forward to it. One day.
When are you going to come out here next and see me?
Fuck, man. As soon as possible.
Yeah, man.
Reed, have you got any embarrassing stories about Yabba?
Yes.
Embarrassing stories about Yabba. Let's see. No, I can't think of any. He's never done anything embarrassing.
Never.
Never once. Never once.
All right.
I'm gonna play pretty cool. I'm gonna hold the cards.
I don't have any about you either.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. We don't know anything embarrassing about each other. And we wouldn't share anything if we did.
Hey, thanks. Reed, you got any requests?
Do I what? Say.
You have any requests? You want us to play anything?
Ooh, yeah. Can we play Panama?
We can play Panama.
Alright, that
works. Yeah, let me pull it up real quick. Panama. Alright.
Alright, dude. Well,
alright, buddy.
I'm gonna sign off for the evening, but you guys keep killing it, and I will talk to you all soon.
Alright, thanks for calling in, mate.
Later, dog. Bye.
Hey, Bram hit me up.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, ask Yabo about his friend's jet skis.
Oh, we can talk about that. Yeah. So, one of my best buddies back in Colorado, like, probably 7 years ago, was, every time he gets drunk, he, like, talks about how he's gonna get jet skis. And he's, like, the raddest dude when he talks about stuff. Like, he could get me stoked on, like, a burrito, you know? He's like, and then you get, like, the guac, and, like, kind of, like, intense sort of dude, but he's great. So he was, like, talking about this for forever, and probably about, like, a year into it, I'm like, dude, if you do it, I will get, like, a tribal, like, barbed wire anklet tattoo with, like, charms. And, like, I claimed it for, like, forever, right? And so, like, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he bought 2 jet skis.
No way!
So this week when I was in San Francisco, I got this ridiculous tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Did you see it on Instagram?
I saw it on Instagram, and I wondered what the hell was going on.
Yeah, it's an Air Jordan. We got, like, tribal turtle.
Yes.
We have a gecko. We have a... He did, like, his cool, like, jet ski silhouette.
No way.
So I have that forever.
That's amazing, man.
But it's worth it, because he bought 2. He didn't just buy 1 jet ski. He was like...
He bought you one.
Yeah, he got 2 of them. It's not mine, but I'll be riding it. And, yeah, he's got the 2 on the trailer. He, like... did the Instagram video and, like, panned up with Eastbound and Down and stuff like
that.
But it's sick. He lives pretty close to, like, a reservoir, and he got, like, a tube behind it.
Yeah.
So you can, like, tow. That's, like, my favorite shit in the world. Like, especially if you get, like, the tandem on with your friend, you're like, lean left, and you just spend all day doing that. So I'm stoked. I'm probably hopefully going to go back to Colorado sometime this summer and get a ride him.
Well, you better.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, if you got a tattoo about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, play readers.
Panama? I don't have internet. Do you have internet?
Oh, you can get it. It's, let's have a look. Sky Chud.
Okay.
And, oh shit, password's so on Mr.
It's cool. You know, I have another Van Halen song that we can warm up with.
Yeah.
So we'll play Panama next.
Right. Yeah, we got time.
This is a scrimmage for Panama.
Yeah, no. We're like, Reed, we gotta scramble together.
Alright, here it is.
Oh. We're back, Yabo.
We're back.
We're back. That was good.
Yeah, man. I love Van Halen.
Yeah, who doesn't? I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about RoboCop.
Okay.
All right. So, my take on it is that I was in SF with Fred, and we were just hanging out, and we were hanging out with Josh and Christian and everyone, and I met you, and we skated during the day, and then someone told me this story that, like, you all went to some party. Like, you can correct me on the details.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of my favorite stories. So you go to this party and there was all these like tech girls there, and one of them like works in robotics, and you were all like hammering, and you were all like, dude, do you like, you work in robot with robots? Are you kidding me? Have you seen RoboCop? Has your boss seen RoboCop? And you're telling her that she shouldn't merge like robots and humans because they still have feelings and shit.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happened. Yeah. So it was my friend, his girlfriend at the time, it was her friend. And I was like, oh, so like, what do you do? She's like, yeah, like, you're not gonna believe me. Like, I actually like work on robots. And then like super serious. So yeah. I was just all like, that's like a really bad idea. Have you ever seen RoboCop 2? And she like just didn't think it was funny at all. And I'm just like, you should like really show your boss that movie. And then, yeah, it was funny. Just like crickets, just like no laughing at all. And then like the rest of the night, Reed was like behind her, like singing different like Terminator songs and stuff. And she was just bummed. She wasn't psyched at all.
And didn't you like text her, get a number of someone and text her a picture of like a screenshot of RoboCop?
No, we tried to, but Damon wouldn't give up the number. We're like, let's get her number and ask if she wants to watch RoboCop. I don't know if I would have gone through with that, but yeah.
I heard the story and I was just like dying because I'm a huge RoboCop fan.
Fuck yeah, so am I.
Did I tell you that I went to the garage? I maybe sent you this photo.
I
bought my car and I took it to the garage, and the garage had the actual RoboCop car, OCP car. And I was like, fuck, I'm getting a photo in that. And I was like in it and like shooting photos and
that's
stuff.
So rad.
And he's one of the writers of the original RoboCop.
No way.
And he's kind of fallen on hard times. He owns it. It's what a prop. And it says all like, not a police car for like whatever use, for stunt use only, for
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
movie use only. It's got all these things on it, but it's like, it's the OCP car that RoboCop drove.
That's rad. That's so cool.
I like RoboCop 2 as well.
Oh, the second one?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. The second one might be my favorite one, with the nuke.
Dude, it's so good. Nuke.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
The drug cult. I like the third one too. The third one gets a little bit ridiculous with the ninja and stuff.
Kinda sucks with the ninja and he's flying.
That intro though is sick.
Oh, God.
When he fucking drives off. So like it starts off, there's like these, all the like, they're called like the splatterpunks or whatever.
Oh, right.
And they're in like a parking lot, and he drives off like a 3-story building, like lands, and then just shoots his way out of the top of the car. So sick.
No,
but yeah, I don't know. The first is really good. The second's awesome. I haven't even seen the new one.
It's a bad RoboCop.
It was terrible. It looked, they made him look all tech and lame, and yeah.
And you know what? You know what? You'll appreciate this as being an old school thing. You know when it, when
I used to watch the TV show. Did you ever watch that when it was like
TV
series?
No, I didn't watch that. Was it Peter Waller?
Is that the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. It was totally the same dude. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It was like cheesy though, because it couldn't be like violent, you know, because it was like on TV. So
dude, if there's no Clone Spotica or Kane, not interested.
Kane.
But you know when he says like lose the hand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't lose the hand in the new one.
He doesn't?
No. And they like, I think they even talk about it as well. And he's got one like real hand. And
was it like a direct remake of the first one?
Nah, there was, yeah, pretty much. But really? Then there was like all these a few different sort of little things.
Damn.
It was bullshit. It was a bad 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Talking of remakes, do you know that the Point Break trailer came out?
No, we were talking about this earlier, yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
Fuck, I don't even want to watch it.
Don't watch it. It'll be a waste of like 2 minutes of your life.
I just think it would be sick if you caught the wave and made it.
I know, right? We were like, me and my friend did a whole show about like what should have happened, and there's the sequel that they should have made, you know, and all these ideas for sequels. And he had a bunch of ideas and I had a bunch of ideas, and we were sort of brainstorming. But then they just remade the movie like with a lot of people. Who
Dude, they've been talking about that shit for like 5 or 6 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, but the trailer finally came out. Damn.
Oh, it's so bad.
Dude, Point Break Live rules. Have you done it?
So fun.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I went with a bunch of people from Soltech, and yeah, everyone kind of got loose.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So fun.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe your friend was the guy.
Yeah, yeah. It was my buddy's birthday, and he was the main dude. It's so funny. Like, he's reading his lines. They're just, like, spraying him in the face with, like, a super soaker. And like, it's
so good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I want to go. They have, like, Judgment Play, like Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the play.
Both of those movies, Judgment Day and Point Break, are the ones that I saw multiple times in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Judgment Day 4 or 5 times. I've seen Point Break, like, 3 or 4 times.
In the theater.
In the theater.
Damn.
Like, that sight on both of those films.
I mean, I've probably seen those two movies maybe more than any other movie.
Yeah.
Ever.
That new Mad Max is tight, though, huh?
Yeah, super sick.
Yeah, I've seen that twice already.
Yeah, I've only once. I would totally go again, though.
Yeah, I fucking love that thing. So good.
War Rigs, man. Huh? I said War Rigs.
Yeah, right? The War Boys. So yeah, it's insane. So good.
It totally, like, held a candle. Like, it was cool, like, they didn't try to, like, make it the same, you know? It was, like, totally, like, its own thing, and it was still rad.
Yeah.
The Evil Dead was sort of like that, I thought, too. Did you see that?
I liked The Evil Dead, yeah. I thought that was good. You know, when I was talking about remakes, I was like, the only one was that.
Yeah,
But Mad Max is, like, it fits into the chronology of the other two. Like,
yeah,
it fits,
like, right between
Road Warrior and Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Because he starts off with the car, and then he loses the car during the course of Fury Road.
Yeah, yeah, so, totally. So it
and
makes sense.
You know, they've scheduled 2 more movies.
No way. That rules.
Yeah, well, the next one's called The Wasteland.
Okay. Yeah. When is, so is it supposed to be after?
After Thunderdome. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, no, I'm psyched. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. I wonder what it's going to be like. What's going to be the resource they're fighting for?
Unless it's like...
Pre-Thunderdome,
where he turns up and he's got the camels and the thing at the beginning of that.
It could
and
the be, gyro yeah. I mean, yeah, what would stop him from doing that?
Yeah.
Never know. Damn, I wonder how long it's going to take. Those movies must take, like, at least 3 years to make.
Yeah, I know that last one took a while.
Yeah.
Because they flew out somewhere, and then it was supposed to be all barren and desert, and they got there, and there was, like, a load of, like, flowers. It was all
lush,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, it was all lush. they went at the wrong time of year.
Damn.
I know they've had problems and stuff.
Oh. I heard they, like, built all the cars for it.
Yeah, yeah. That's sick. The book, like, the artwork of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so tight.
That rules.
Eddie Van Halen and his brother are from my hometown in Holland, says Fred.
Really?
Who knew?
I did not know that. I thought they were American.
Yeah, you would have thought, but I guess he's Hollandaise.
Dang.
All right, you got any more songs for us?
Yeah, let's see what we got here. You want to do some Flipper?
Yeah, let's do some Flipper.
All right, here's some Flipper.
I want Flipper.
We'll be right back.
What song was that? It's good.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
SF, huh?
Yep.
What's Colorado famous for?
What is Colorado famous for? Weed, man.
Only like in the last 6 months.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know. What else is Colorado famous for? What do we have? We have Jello Biafra. That's our
rock thing. Cool.
Yeah, he went to the Boulder High. Same, not my high school, but the same town.
Nice. Town.
What else do we have? I don't know. There's tons of skate parks there now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they built like 40 or something since I've left. It's crazy.
They always do that. Yeah. I left like Manchester and there was nothing and I was like 20.
Yeah, they're all sick. There's always like tons of stuff to visit and stuff when I go back there. Oh, yeah, Coors.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Rocky Mountain Kool-Aid, man. Reed just texted me that. Thank you, Reed. Yeah.
And the Rockies as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
Snowboarding and a bunch of other weird, lame stuff.
Talking about, well, not lame stuff, but boards. We did a heroin board with you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
No problem. Stoked. Thank you. I'm stoked. It's going to be good.
Yeah. No, I was really pumped. I've always liked heroin, and your guys' graphics, especially recently, have been fucking awesome. So
thanks,
it was really cool to, like, kind of imitate the style you do, but then do my own stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like it's your sort of vibe.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure me and you sort of like draw from similar troughs. Obviously, we're into like all the same movies and
definitely
comic books and stuff like that. But yeah, I was stoked, man. It looked really good. Today was the first day I saw the print of it or whatever.
Yeah. So. Oh, I'll get you one of those. I'm going to Baker tomorrow, so I'll grab you the actual thing and you can have it.
Dude, I'd be super stoked. That'd be awesome.
You can take that.
I'm stoked. We're doing a zine with it too.
Yep.
Which is cool.
Yep, we got to drop those off, so thanks for doing that. And yeah, they that comes out when does it come out? July, I think.
July, not bad.
Yeah, I think it's really quick.
Sick.
Yeah, July 1st.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
I'm stoked. Yeah.
Unless I'm completely wrong and it's like September, but no, I think it's about July or August or something.
That rules.
Yeah,
it's crazy they can turn around that quick.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they do now.
How's that? Has that gone like way faster over the years? You've worked in it for forever.
Yeah, it's gnarly. I mean, like, and what happens a lot of the time is we ship to the UK, but we have to ship by boat.
Oh, whoa.
Because of the costs. It costs like a bunch of money to send it by air. So we ship by boat, and it's like now, like, they only just got like the spring stuff like right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's pretty heavy.
Damn.
Like, well, not spring. They got summer technically, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but all the Judge Dredd death boards and stuff like that.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm really stoked on the new, like, Judge Dredd ones. Those are so sick.
Yeah, I'm hyped. Apparently, they sold out in the UK already.
Really?
Yeah, someone just hit me up, and he was like, fuck, I sold out to my Judge Fear or something. So
that's awesome.
I need to get one. I'm like, all right.
Sick.
You want to do a, should we play out with Van Halen?
Yeah, let's do Panama, man.
All right, cool. This one's
why not do two Van Halen songs?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sweet, man. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been awesome, man. It's been so fun.
Thanks for listening to me.
Let's plug your site again, the Low Hanging Fruit one.
Yeah. So if you want to see any of my stuff, we'll have like skate graphics, cartoons, and stuff like that. It's www.realcollegehorsefights.com.
Catchy name, that.
Yeah.
Real memorable.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. You should definitely check it out.
Sick, man. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thanks,
really appreciate it.
All right.
Sweet. Take it easy.
Let's hit it. We'll be right back. Hey, what's up? Thanks for listening. This is Fuss FM signing off. Me and Yabba.
Thank you.
All right, all good. Dollar Boys are up next.